All right, guys, welcome to another episode. And I guess this is our last Yeti Question of the Day episode of the year. Pretty crazy.
Dude, of 2023?
That's right. That's right. Last one of the year. So this is where we answer questions that we get in via our email newsletter. So if you subscribe to the Never Zero newsletter, you can always reply to those with a question. And we will not only get back to you because Jason replies to all of them, but if we pick your question to answer on the podcast, we'll send you a Yeti water bottle. So it's a win-win. So really quick to go over the steps, make sure first you have to be subscribed to the Never Zero newsletter. You can do that by clicking on the link in the show notes, and then you can reply to any of the emails you get with a question. Let us know that it's for the podcast. And then if we pick your question to answer on the podcast, we will reach out to you, get your address, and send you a water bottle. That being said, our last question of 2023. So and this is from Charles. During your conversation with Rich, you briefly touched on the challenge of having deeper conversations with fathers beyond sports, politics, and weather. I never questioned my father's love for me, but I struggled to have meaningful conversations with him. Do you have any connections with someone who has mastered the art of bridging conversations between fathers and sons that could come on the podcast?
Have mastered? I mean, that's a strong term, right? I mean, mastered. I mean, here's the thing, right? The conversation he's referencing is with Rich Froning. So if you go back a couple episodes, we had him on the podcast. I thought it was a really good episode. We talked a lot about being a dad, being a husband. So really make sure to go check that out. Meaningful conversations. Like, I mean, dude, it's like, it's tough, right? Especially in masculine culture and whatnot. I think that yes, we could have some different people on the podcast that could shine different light. Like even Marcus Philly's episode, I think shined a different light on this conversation we're having right now. Each person will have their own preference on it. When you think about meaningful conversations, I do think that a lot of that stems from how you were raised and what relationship you had with your father and how open and meaningful those conversations are. I have been exposed to multiple families, including our own, obviously, where sometimes things will remain surface level. And that's just the way it is. That's just where the relationship is. And that's the way they were raised. And that's just what's going on. I desire more than that. And I desire to try and dive deeper. And I find that the best way that I could do that is by showing up and being there for my kids. That's it. Just showing up and being there all the time, non-negotiable. Because opportunities will present themselves where these deeper conversations can come up, but they can't be forced. They need to be presented. And that's one of the things that I've recognized as a dad is like, you know, I'm working on the garage with Ava and something comes up and we just have a more deeper, it's not like I say, hey, Ava, can we go sit down and have this further conversation? It just organically comes up and they're kind of putting out the energy. And if I have two choices. I could either wash it, you know, throw it underneath the rug and not entertain it, or I could dive deeper into it. I think it's those moments where you could really have a more fulfilling conversation, but you have to be open-minded to them and be aware when your children are looking to have those. And, you know, it's kind of my take on it. I'd like to dive into this question more with more people on like a longer form podcast, because I think that there's a lot you could dive into about men wanting to have deeper conversations with other men, including like their immediate family, but being held back by something not to get there, including myself, right? I think that obviously through training, through jiu-jitsu, you have this shared suffering that afterwards kind of unlock certain parts, but I think there's so much more we could be doing.
The last bit you said, I think is really key. And I know that we tie everything back to fitness, but I wouldn't-
As we should.
But I wouldn't like understate what you just said, because I do think that a lot of this is about kind of like vulnerability and being comfortable. And I do think that some of those like masks that we put on come off when there's a shared experience that you can have in fitness, like 100%. I think that it's no accident that so many close friends and even so many relationships, like, you know, there's like the running joke that like people always like meet and get married at CrossFit gyms, like relationships start like, the reason I think that that does happen is because, especially in the society that we live in today, where everything is like, you know, text messaging and like, you know, like dating apps and whatnot, like you're able to go a little bit deeper with these people that you're sharing such a meaningful kind of like, you know, real physical experience with, which is fitness. So I don't want you to undersell that, because I do think that that's a big deal. In terms of like answering the question, I mean, I'm honestly more listening here than have too much to provide. You know, my son is 11 months. We're not having too many conversations just yet, but I think a lot about like my relationship with my dad. And I think that the one thing that I can think about is he never gave me a reason not to feel like uncomfortable about bringing up a subject. And I think that that's kind of key. And that's something that I'll think about as a dad, is like making sure that like when there are the opportunities for my son to bring up anything, like never shy away, because it probably took a lot for him to want to approach me with that, right? Like never like say like, well, like I don't want to talk about that, or let's not talk about that now, regardless of like also the circumstances. I might be busy, but you know, I think that I have to set aside whatever I'm doing, or at least find time immediately after that to like hear him out. Or I'd like to think that that's what I'm going to do when we get there, because I think that those little moments of like, yeah, we'll talk about that later, and then you don't talk about it, teach kids to then be like, well, you know, I don't want to talk to dad about that because, you know, he kind of didn't want to. So that's kind of what that question makes me think about. And that's what I hope I can do well as a dad, as Shay grows older.
Yeah, I think the shared suffering component, especially for adults with their kids, I think is really important. And I think this idea, we talked about this on a podcast recently, Bedros is doing this idea of kind of like young boys turning into men through like an experience. And I think that through that experience, what he's doing is he's kind of doing like more military type training, like cold plunging on the beach, hard stuff with a dad and a son. And I feel like those type of things, maybe not to the level that Bedros is doing it, that's an example, can lay a framework for connection through suffering and unlocking this idea that you become more vulnerable because you're at such a state of like openness at that point. And I think that something that I will continue to lean into, and Kaden and I do a lot of things like this, and we try and do more, is how do we set up situations where things will get difficult and maybe we'll even have some friction between us, and then we could push through that and work together and have a relationship that isn't just surface level, but dives deeper. And I think that this shared suffering, doing hard things together, goal setting and working to accomplish that along that journey. Like one of the things I want to do with Kaden is pick a mountain and go climb it, period. And imagine like along that journey, what conversations will start to be unlocked. It's just going to be, I feel like that's where guys need to get more, do more of. And tomorrow morning we have a men's club meeting where we're going to do hill sprints. I guarantee there's going to be really great conversation that happens because it unlocks that. It just does something to you. It's almost like being a couple of beers deep. It brings down your inhibition. Is that what it is? It's like,
yeah, for sure. And I think the other thing too about what you mentioned and like, you know, taking Kaden out for a long hike and going to climb a mountain is, I think that the elimination of distractions in today's world is also super important, because I think that the reason that anyone, but like father and sons too, might not have deeper conversations is because we're distracted. We're constantly distracted. Like, I'm going to have to go check an email. I'm going to have to go check a Slack. He's going to, you know, want to check something on his iPad. Like, I can see that being the situation. And if you find the time to put yourself in something like going out in nature, going out on a hike, going out on a hunting trip, something that I want to do with my kid when he grows older, we're going to be out there for a couple of days where you just don't have the distractions. You have the time to open up and talk about things because you're just disconnected from the world that we're in now that is constantly pinging you with something and that you have to get to that always feels important. So I love that idea. Definitely something that I'm going to use. And I think that that's a big reason why that's important, because we have to remove ourselves from the world of distractions that we're in now to be able to get past like the superficial level of like, hey, like, did you watch the big game last night? Or, you know, like, man, this weather's been crazy. Cause I get that that's where a lot of conversations end, but that's because that's almost the only thing we have time for before the next email or notification hits.
Dude. Yeah. And to kind of close the loop on that, first off, I agree with you. we will be pursuing. Let me think about who could come on and have a deeper conversation about that, deeper conversations. And, you know, maybe talking to Bedros or others would be helpful. But I like the fact the question was brought up. It's making me think a little bit more about what I could be doing better. And I appreciate that a lot. That means, so thank you for sending your questions, and make sure to keep sending them in.
Let's do it.